is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love ranking Hallmark movies.
Hey, it's Panda. I like ranking Hallmark movies.
I'm Dan, and is this basically a preview episode, but looking back?
It's a recap episode.
Good gracious. Well, it's bad already.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Yes, it is. It's Deck the Hallmark, everybody. How are we?
Oh, so good.
It's a Friday. Very excited to be here. Ranking definitively the movie so far in 2021 for Hallmark Channel.
I'm excited about this.
Guys, we have to collectively come up with the list from best to worst.
We're going best to worst or worst to best?
Just calm down. My good gosh.
Because I'm worried about it, okay?
I don't understand. It's the same thing. We're going to try to meet in the middle, probably. God, this guy.
I just don't like it. I don't like where this is headed, and I see where there's going to be conflict.
He's already has some anxiety.
I'm sorry.
I want things to go smoothly, but I know they won't, and so I'm here to fight.
Yes, this might be an episode where there's some arguments, and
this
it's going to be okay.
This is my fight song.
Take back my rights.
No, take back my rights.
Oh.
Take back my life sounds right, actually. Take back my life. It's my life. It's Friday, guys.
And it's now or never. And I ain't gonna live forever. Guys, we're ranking the movies. We have some tiers here, everybody.
Ooh, big tiers.
Starting at the bottom, we have the dumpster fire.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
After that, bad.
Bad.
Then right there in the middle, standard. Bad.
No. That bad, says bad, bad.
Okay.
In the middle, standard feels. Big Fun, maybe six. And then at the very top, real movie territory.
Wow.
So we will take a movie. We will decide on which tier it goes into. We'll move on to the next. We'll go from there. We'll make changes as it goes.
Okay.
When we find two movies or three movies that are in the same tier, then we can move those around in the tier to get them in the correct order.
First thing we have to do is go through all 18 and put them in a tier.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And it's a two-one tiebreak situation.
It's a 2-1 tiebreak situation.
What if we have three different opinions?
Well, then things are gonna we're gonna have to compromise. We might no. But I think there's just gonna be some humility.
Okay.
Dan.
What do you mean?
No, it's you because you're just the biggest platter boy.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Starting with the first movie of the year, we have what is that? Taking a shot at love? Yeah. Taking a shot at love.
I just want to hear I want to hear where Panda's starting with this before I come in hot. Because for the longest time you said it was the best movie.
Yeah, it's.
Are you telling me that it belongs in real movie territory?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm willing to concede. Okay, it's not. Okay. I'm even willing to concede. It is my personal favorite of this year.
Okay,
it's my personal favorite of the year. Yeah. I am willing to acknowledge having seen, It Was Always You, and then also seeing Sweet Carolina. That this movie is not as good as those two movies. Okay. So, I will go ahead and I will say it is for me personally, a Big Fun Maybe Six. So,
I agree with Panda. I do think it's Big Fun Maybe Six.
Okay, well, that makes life easy. We're doing these based upon the other 18 movies, correct?
Yes,
of course.
Okay, because I would have it probably in one of the two below that category.
Standard feels or bad.
It's probably bad.
It's a lot of things to consider here. It's to 18, but it's also the collective whole.
Are we trying to get only 3 to 4 movies per category too?
No.
Okay.
But here's why I think you can't drop it into the standard or the bad is because hockey.
But yeah, that's a great argument.
Also, they had so many winter feels.
Let me ask you this, Brian. Yeah. You think this was like a top 6-7 movie?
Yes. Of the year?
Of the year.
Yes.
You think that's a top 6-7?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And I think you'll get around to that, Dan.
No. No.
I think you're
forgetting
some of
there's no way that movie's in the top 6 or 7 that we watched this year. No way. I could buy it's in the top 12 to 14, So the standard feels would be 12. If roughly four.
Well, let's just find out where we end up, okay? Because next is New Year's resolution.
And we're not done with it. We have to rank it within that category.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So New Year's resolution, where are we at? To me, it's.
You liked it at the time better than taking a shot at love.
Did I really?
Yes.
Yeah. You said
no.
That.
You did. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Well, then things change. This is retrospect, baby.
This is retrospect, baby.
I saw retrospect, baby, live.
And, you know, looking back, not as good as they used to be.
My guess is where it's going to end up in one of the bottom two.
I'm going to put standard fields.
Well, my thing is that if you're asking me based upon these 18, I would have it in the standard fields.
All right, we'll put it in standard fields. I'll go there. Oh, yeah. Two for the win. All right, for me, Two for the Win is in standard fields all day.
So Two for the Win was the best of the winter movies, in my opinion. So I would have it in Big Fun, maybe six.
Okay.
That's where I would have it.
I would put it in standard fields, but in my opinion, it could drop to the bad category.
I would say for now, let's put it in standard fields.
Okay.
And see where we go. Okay. Yeah. We will put it. Can I do that? Yes. Yeah. We will put it ahead of New Year's resolution.
Okay. Are people seeing this on the YouTube?
They're seeing it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Cool. You can watch it on YouTube if you're a listener. If you're a visual person like me. Next we have what was this one?
Winter Getaway.
It's a hard dumpster fire for me. That's definitely bottom four to six movies for me. It's definitely bottom four.
I like it better than the next one.
What's the next one?
That's Snowkissed.
I'm gonna say dumpster fire
for me. I think that and the next one are both dumpster fires.
All right, where are you at on this?
I have it. It's not great. I have it in the bad category, but I also like the extravagant display of wealth and the scenery was really nice. I'd be willing to put it in bad. Okay, fine.
Where are you?
I could put in dumpster.
You want to put in dumpster fire?
Either one of those categories.
I can tell you my worst four, but definitely that one.
Yeah. All right, we'll put in a dumpster fire. Snowkissed, are we all agreeing? Yeah. It's a dumpster fire. It's worse than Winter Getaway.
It's Buzz, so not even close. Woof.
Okay. All right. Mix up in the Mediterranean. No, I'm sorry. Beverly Hills Wedding. Also dumpster fire.
Put just right there.
Three in a row there.
I think that's worse than Snowkissed. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Playing
Cupid was a real bad movie.
It wasn't good.
I have that bad.
I love the Mexican food. Yeah, I put in the bad. It was so boring. I could almost put in dumpster fire, but I'll put in bad.
Well, the problem is you got... you guys were higher on Fit for a Prince than me. That might be a fun one.
All right. Mix up in the Mediterranean. To me, it's real movie category. Territory. To me,
it's the best of the 18. Wow. I'm telling you right now. Mediterranean. Jeremy Jordan's performance.
It was good.
In that movie is the best thing we've seen all year. That, with the two Tyler Hines movies, are the best three movies. They are. I don't know what's better than those three. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's real movie territory personally, but if you're asking me 1 to 18, that ranks 1 for me.
Is it up there for you? Is it up in real? It's real movie territory.
Yeah,
for me.
I think it has to be. Like, as much as it pains me to say that, it's qualitatively a better movie than Taking a Shot at Love. I like Taking a Shot at Love better, but I understand where you guys are coming from, willing to concede that.
It was always used same category.
Yeah, same category.
It has to be.
But for Panda and I, it's better than Mix Up, right?
Yes.
Yes, it was always you as better than Mix Up.
There it goes.
And Dan's wrong about that.
Well, if we're talking qualitatively speaking, yes, it was better. My favorite was Mix Up in the Middle.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, any qualms yet? Are we good?
I need to see what shakes out coming up. Because
we might need to debate some of these.
I have some of these. I got some issues, obviously. Right. But
Fit for a Prince, for me, is in standard feels. It was standard, middle of the pack. It didn't offend me. I had a good time. Anybody else want to dive in on this one?
I had it lower than I thought it was. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a good, but it's a bad movie.
It is. Yeah,
it's terrible.
So qualitatively speaking, it may be the worst movie. Beverly Hills Wedding I hated, but from a quality standpoint, is better than Fit for a Prince. Fit for a Prince. Qualitatively speaking, is in the bottom category in my opinion. I don't even think it's close.
I think I would be willing to say it's in the bad category.
And I got dumpster fire, and you got standard feels.
All right. Well, we'll split the difference, and we'll go bad.
I can't believe that Playing Cupid and Fit for a Prince are that close. That is unreal.
Right.
But I think there's a chasm between those movies.
Yes, because the Fit for Prince they're not dumpster two.
But man, the dumpster fire. But it's Fit for Prince, in my opinion, is way better than the three that we have in Dumpster Fire. So I think there's a chasm on.
I just
in
want you
direction.
To just think back. Did you have a better time, Dan?
All right, but how are we doing this? Because if it's had a better time,
sometimes you have to come over to my level.
But
with Fit for a Prince,
if we keep changing it movie to movie, we're not going
to
get an.
We're not changing it. We have to come together at some point.
I know, but I'm not. I'm all about compromise, Brad. But are we judging these movies based upon movie making quality or about it or based upon enjoyment?
My whole thing, mine's always enjoyment.
Okay, because we talked like he said, my favorite is. Taking a Shot at Love, or was for a while, but quality-wise, it's not the best.
I mean, but I think that's just objective. Like,
so, but or is it a quality?
If you're doing what's my pure favorite, then yes, Taking a Shot at Love should be in number one. It should be the real-time movie. I love that.
Is it quality or is it based upon how much we enjoyed it?
It is our favorites of the year.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we got to start from scratch.
But you can, it's high enough up there though, right?
Not to him. To us.
I would.
We have to collectively get there, though. That's the thing.
But
the both of us agree it's not the best movie.
But if we were to aggregate the scores, if he has it there and you have it at Big Fun Maybe 6, and I have it at Dumpster Fire, it would end up in Standard Feels. It would drop a level.
You had it in Dumpster Fire?
Yes.
But that's, the problem is you're wrong on every level there.
But I'm asking. If I can only put four movies in Dumpster Fire, then it's not in Dumpster Fire. It's not a bottom four movie. But if you're asking me, it's definitely not a top 6-7 movie either. But if we're just saying, like, we're voting on this based upon our own internal rankings, then if it ends up there, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying we need to be consistent. Is it based upon quality of movie or is it based on which ones we enjoyed? Because if it's which one we enjoyed, Mix Up in the Mediterranean is my favorite. If it's based on quality, it was always used clearly the... qualitative winner.
Yeah, and we run into some real issues because Chasing Waterfalls, I loathe that movie.
But
it's a qualitatively better movie.
That movie is a laugh a minute, but not for the right reasons. Like, that movie's not qualitatively good at all. It's terrible, but you loved the laughability of it.
I loved it.
So but that movie's not a good movie. Like, it just is unequivocally a bad movie.
We just have to figure out a way. Because we all watch them differently. We got to figure
it
out.
And let's keep moving forward. And
I think this is fair. Okay. However we're doing it, to me, I look at this and I think, you know what? I think this is an accurate representation of us as a show.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Chasing Waterfalls. To me,
it's a dumpster fire.
It's a dumpster fire.
How many movies are we allowed to put in the dumpster fire?
It's as many as you want.
Really?
You know what? Let's limit the dumpster fire to four.
Because I'm pretty sure
let's limit the dumpster fire to four.
If we limit it to four,
God,
that's hard, man. Because I got a Hearts Down Under coming up, and I got a boot camp movie, and I got a whatever that thing is after it. What is that? What is that wedding one?
One winter wedding.
Oh.
One. Okay. So yes,
it's just been a bad year.
It's gonna get foggy. What do we want to do about Dumpster Fire? Let's agree on it. Do we want to do four?
Here's the thing: is if every category has four, there's 20 movies. So every category
there's 18.
I know.
Oh.
If every category had four in it, there would be 18. If there would be 20, two categories are only going to have three. So if we max at four, that's what we need to do.
Let's max at four.
Can you read me the titles of what's left before I tell you about
Chasing Waterfalls, Don't Go Break My Heart, One Perfect Wedding, As Luck Would Have It,
Right in front of me.
Yeah, right in front of me, Hearts Down Under, Baby It's Cold, Sweet Carolina.
Baby It's Cold Inside? There is no way, if I can only put four...
Let's limit the bottom three tiers to four.
We have to limit it. Here's the thing: is we limit them all to four because they're gonna most of them are gonna have three in them.
I see.
There is no way Chasing Waterfalls is a bottom four movie. Did you hear those titles, Panda?
All right,
it's about waterfalls, Daniel.
Let's deal with it right now.
Baby, it's cold inside.
I enjoyed that more than Chasing Waterfalls. I love Chasing Waterfalls.
For right now, let's keep the blinders on. Let's focus on what is on the board right now and where we are here with Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay. So you're just
with the movies on the board right now.
We can shift.
Now we're just pushing the argument down the road. Some
yes.
correct
with the movies on the board. Right it's now, a dumpster fire.
It's a dumpster
it's
fire.
A dumpster fire right now. Sure.
That's and fine. For me, what do you guys think? Somewhere in between these two movies.
All three of those movies are worse than Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. Actually. Yeah. How do you get this over?
Just whatever.
Hey boy. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Hated it. You guys.
I didn't remember it. It was real bad.
For me, it's bad.
It's bad. Well, it's a dumpster fire, but it's not as bad as those four movies.
Yeah, I liked it more than Chasing Waterfalls.
Yeah, barely. Right there.
Okay. I had in standard feels. I didn't think it was that bad, but whatever.
Yeah, you were higher on it.
I thought.
Ryan Pavey's still mad at Bran about this, so we know where Bran is. Bran yeah. lies on this.
Aww.
One yeah. Perfect Wedding.
That movie's. It's a dumpster fire.
Here's
that
the problem.
Movie stinks.
Wait a minute. Here's the problem. Is we're gonna fill up dumpster fire or bad. Right now. And the rest of these movies coming up are bad. They are, aside from Irish over there.
No. Sweet Caroline,
and right in front of me.
Yeah.
But Hearts Down Under
and
Ice Palace are both going to be
right,
on the bottom
You're too. Right, but we're going to have to negotiate, and we're going right, to have to start picking apart. So, I say you slap one winner, whatever movie that was in the trilogy, you slap that in the dumpster fire.
Which
let that
burn.
Which
one are you taking out of the dumpster fire to move up?
I'm going
to
put it in front of Beverly. After, is it the worst?
I think that One Winter Wedding is better than Beverly Hills Wedding, better than Snowkissed, and better than One Winter Getaway.
No. I would maybe give you Snowkissed.
I will 100% give you Snowkissed because Jen Lilly's character, I love Jen Lilly, but her character was insufferable.
Yeah. All right,
and then, oh God.
So
fine.
Here's the problem, just Brandon. Like that. On some of these, you're going left to right, 1-4.
No, it's like this. So it would be best.
Okay.
Third, fourth. You got to see what I'm saying.
We're saying that of the four in the dumpster fire, One Winter Getaway is the best of those four.
It's the best of the four, or it's the fourth worst movie of the year.
We might need it, but
right now
that's going to change for right now, Dan. It's good. Don't hold your doggone horses.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to this.
Hold your doggone horses. Are you Steve Spurrier, or are you just like a Southern football guy?
We'll be right back here on Deck the Hall.
Well.
Man, we're talking about a lot of movies here, and here's the exciting thing.
You can watch them all.
I watched them all in Philo.
Yeah.
Because it's the place that I can go to watch all my horror movies, save them to my DVR. It's wonderful.
What about Lifetime?
Uh-huh.
Up TV?
Yeah.
BET?
I do.
VH1?
Uh-huh.
What about all my realities?
Oh, you got them, boy.
Man.
All on Philo. I love the user interface of Philo. I cannot talk enough about it. Other streaming platforms that I've used, I get a little confused. I get a little like, where am I going? What am I doing? Philo, it's super smooth. The fast forwarding, the commercials, it's amazing. Perfect. I love it.
DVR?
DVR, yes.
Unlimited.
Love
it.
Go to philo.tv/DTH. You're going to get 25% off for the next 2 months. It's going to get you through to Christmas in July and Summerfest that's
Come
happening
on,
in just
Fest,
a couple weeks. So philo.tv/DTH. Don't delay. Get your Philo on today. We're back. We are currently ranking the movies. To catch you up to speed, here's what we have from best to worst. It Was Always You. Mix Up in the Mediterranean. Taking a Shot at Love. Two for the Win. New Year's Resolution. Playing Cupid. Fit for a Prince. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Chasing Waterfalls. One Winter. What is it?
One Summer Romance. No, one Spring.
Winter Getaway.
Winter Getaway thing. One Perfect Wedding. Snowkissed. Beverly Hills Wedding. That's the ranking right now from best to worst.
And once we get them all placed, then we can still jostle.
We can still argue until we get to where we're all comfortable.
Because some might even hop tiers.
Some might hop tiers. They might have to.
So here's my problem is, as luck would have it, is a movie that none of us were as high on as everyone that watched
it. But it's better than...
But we can all agree it's better than the bottom four.
Yes.
I have it in the same camp as Playing Cupid, personally. But if we took a vote, I get the feeling it would beat Playing Cupid.
I think it's right around Playing Cupid and...
I think it's going to end up in standard field,
so I'm going to put it there now.
Yeah.
What's
and then
the
we can
movie with Two for the Win?
What's that?
What's the other movie in between Two for the Win and As?
New Year's Resolution.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I would put those in the same category.
Yeah, sure. But as luck would have, it's not as good.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Right in front of me.
Right in front
of me. What is this movie?
That's the one with the chef, the Filipino chef.
The one with the hotel.
Where they never leave the friggin' hotel.
That movie's top five for me. It's a top five movie for me.
For me, I agree with Dan on this one. I think for me, this movie is going to end up in Big Fun.
I would have it as the number one movie in Big Fun, maybe six.
I would have it as the number two.
And you would have taken a shot of love.
And he's way higher on it, so yeah. I think we have to.
Yeah.
Are you okay with this?
I can hardly remember it.
This is the only movie that Hallmark has not only had people of color, but had them not culturally appropriated into a more white circumstance.
Like yes, and this is with Parrish in it. The girl. This one's good. Yeah. I have a Big Fun. I'll take a Big Fun maybe six.
This is my fourth best movie of the year. Well, fourth or fifth best movie.
Okay. So. Yeah, I can do a Big Fun maybe six.
All right, this is where the fun begins.
All right.
Gosh.
Hearts Down Under.
Guys, Hearts Down Under is just a turd fire.
False. It's a good, it's solid.
False? Did you say false?
I did say
you
false.
You think Hearts Down Under is a solid movie?
I thought it was solid. I didn't have it. I said it was the best.
Where they don't show you Australia?
Yeah, right. But I think that this is Cindy's best performance. I like the Australian set. I had it. There's some ridiculous things like them feeding the whole village with a couple of fish.
This is a bottom three movie for me.
No.
It's a bottom
three. It's a standard movie. Feels for me.
You guys are just trying to find openings right now.
No,
no way in the world that Hearts Down Under is better than the bottom eight. All eight of them? Are you serious?
For me personally, Hearts Down Under
is not a top 10 movie.
Is in between, for right now, it would be in between Don't Go Breaking My Heart and Chasing Waterfalls, I believe. Or Fit for a Prince and Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Okay.
It's in that window.
So you want to move Playing Cupid up to a standard
field?
I think
I do, and I think I was wanting to do that in the first place.
I'm fine with moving Playing Cupid up as long as we put it after Chasing Waterfalls. As we put it as the worst in Bad.
Sorry, what are you saying?
Put Hearts Down Under into Bad, but make it the worst one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then this moves up.
Yes.
Panda, are you okay?
No, because I think Chasing Waterfalls is worse. Cindy Busby does a better performance.
Still with the doing performance.
She does a better performance. Weird.
But once again, we can toggle rankings later.
Okay, fine. That's fine.
This is a compromise because I think it's bottom. You think it's standard feels up there. The compromise is I'll go up one as long as it's last right now. But remember, we still got Ice Palace 2, the Ice Revenge.
Panda, we can make deals with the devil here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But for now, let's get through this.
Fair.
Can I propose something? Can we skip Ice Palace 2, The Ice Comes Hard, and go to the Sweet Carolina and put it in the top three?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll put that right there. And
I think that is the order.
This is safe. This is safe.
Do you have a problem with that? I think that order is correct.
We have. It was always you. Mixed Up in the Mediterranean, Sweet Carolina. That I think is
the definitive top three. Than Sweet Carolina.
Yes. For me, I would watch Mix Up in the Mediterranean a dozen times over
before I watch
Sweet Carolina, just because of how happy it made me feel. Now, Sweet Carolina is fantastic.
I agree with that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my compromise.
Yes, I'll take it.
Did I have a good time? Sweet Carolina is not in the top three, but it is so clearly such a great movie.
Yes.
And they're doing such good performances.
I agree with you. I would much rather watch Mix Up than Sweet Carolina again.
It's based on enjoyable, just what I would watch again. Sweet Carolina probably falls two or three tiers.
Yeah. Same here.
So I think the performances are great, so we're going to leave it there. Okay. I like the top three. All right, now here's where it gets weird, because if any of you think that The Ice Castle belongs in Big Fun, maybe six, no. I'm going to come right over and punch you in the face. that movie is bad.
It's so bad.
It is awful. God. It is just, oh, it's bad. And I'm looking at that bottom eight, and I'm just going, I could make a case it's worse than almost every movie in that box.
You know what's painting me right now is that...
What's painting you?
I'll tell you what's painting me, Dan. It's giving me some gas over here. And it's the very fact that I think that Fit for a Prince might be ranked too high.
Because there's no way... That's my next question is, Brand put it as the best in that bad category sneakily. to move it up when we put Ice Castle in, and I'm not having it. That dumb Prince movie with one shoe that never appears in the movie is not going to the middle category. Not on my life. It's okay, not.
I'll move it down.
Man, I've got some bad news for you. Sheesh, that bad boy's got to drop.
Garbage, and we know it.
Okay, and then but
it's the better than Hearts Down Under, right? No, maybe not.
It's not better than Hearts Down Under.
We are splitting turd hairs down at that bottom.
Okay, I'm willing. Listen, all right. Here's where I'm at. I think you. There's not a world where you can sit there and say that the Better Love Boot Camp movie should be bad. I think you got to move that into
Stranger Things. You ready? If that moves up, then Two for the Win also moves up to
yeah,
top.
Exactly.
I'm willing to say that because why? Because I think that you've got two sports movies. That was
I think Two for the Win's better. You think Taking a Shot's better? Yeah. To have them both in that category.
Let me throw this at you boys. What do you think about it going right in between the Busbies? Or is it down here by Fifth Ward Prince? It's somewhere in here, yes?
I got to be honest. The only reason that I don't have it in the bottom is because I can't imagine Winter Getaway being any above the dumpster fire line. But it has to be. We can't put it only four per line. So
I know.
But no, but you got
this is
going to
move up.
Oh, it's going to move up.
Yep. And then here we are. And then we just have to decide where this boy's hanging out.
Oh.
Is the thing that we have to decide.
See, here's the crazy
is can
part.
We go to sleep tonight, boys? Can you go to sleep tonight knowing that you put Baby It's Cold Inside
no.
in not the dumpster fire category? Can you sleep tonight?
No, I can't. But I can be outvoted, then I'll sleep fine. Here's where can I tell you where I'm at personally? Can I tell you where I'm at spiritually and personally?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course. Hey, share your heart.
I think that the four movies at stake here Fit for a Prince, in my opinion, there are four movies that hold the key to everything. Fit for a Prince, Fit for a Prince, Baby It's Cold Inside, Winter Getaway, and One Perfect Wedding. Yeah. We have to get in that slosh and determine the order there. And
this makes me feel dirty.
Here's the thing, for me, all those movies are just dirty, rotten scoundrels. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
But of those four movies, One Perfect Wedding is my favorite one.
Wow.
Of those four, it's my favorite one.
No.
And Winter Getaway is my least favorite one.
Really? The fact that the guy gets the helicopter and they're eating the charcuterie board?
I love that.
I thought that movie was a blast.
You know what?
Charcuterie correctly. Charcuterie every time.
I don't know what you want from me. It's just spelled the way
words.
It is.
It's pronounced
the way it spells.
C-H-A-R-C-U-T.
Charcuterie.
Where do you get shootery?
Because there's an H somewhere in there.
There isn't. There's one H at the beginning, char.
There's one at the back end,
no,
isn't
there's
there?
Not one at
there's
the back no end. Back there's not end. A secret H back end. Saw them live.
So you're saying it's charcuterie.
Charcuterie, okay. Yeah. Right. So what
just for the people listening right now, we're arguing right now about the bottom five, which is the worst is Beverly Hills Wedding, then Snowkissed, One Perfect Wedding.
Winter Getaway,
and then
yeah. So here's
Fifth Ward Prince and Baby It's Cold.
Can we agree that Snowkissed and Beverly Hills Wedding are not going to be touched?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Let's just those two are cemented. Worst two. So these next four, where I am,
here's what I'm going to do. Watch this boy. I'm
going to
use that.
I love it.
So now we're just dealing with what are we taking out of Dumpster Fire? Okay. So we just moved down Fifth Ward Prince and Baby It's Cold Inside into Dumpster Fire category, which where maybe one could argue they belong. But we've dug our grave, and here we are.
We've capped it at four.
And
so I'm going to tell you the two movies I would move up. Fit for a Prince and One Perfect Wedding. Those are the two I would move up.
Of these four, two
are you moving up?
I'll tell you what two I'm moving up. Fit for a Prince.
Okay.
And Winter Getaway.
And I'm moving up Fit for a Prince and One Perfect Wedding. What are you moving up, Panda?
So that means, I mean, by
that means Fit
by
for
math,
up.
It's moving back
yep.
up.
And okay. it's third, too. So
now you have to decide. Really, Panda, what you have to decide is one Winter Getaway or One Perfect Wedding. That's what you need to decide. Because Dan and I have made our bets.
Yeah, but I disagree with both of those. Like, I think Ice Castle, maybe it's a better
son of a beast thing.
Okay. I would, you know, I can, I'd concede. I'd put Baby It's Cold Inside. I put Baby It's Cold Inside Up there.
If we do Baby It's Cold Inside Up, can we switch the order of Winter Getaway and One Perfect Wedding?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's fine.
Then done and done. All right,
here we go.
We move that there.
Okay. Now. We are sold on the movie, the territory.
Yes.
The top ranking, top three.
Yeah, top three are locked in.
Yeah.
Are we fine with this order? Big Fun Movie 6, yeah. We have, from best to worst, Taking a Shot at Love, Right in Front of Me, and Two for the Win.
I personally would have Taken a Shot at Love last in that category, but I know that I'm probably outvoted.
No, you're outvoted there.
But you guys think it's a top four movie.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is...
Dude, the ballerina stuff is hilarious. Oh, it's so good, man.
Ugh.
It's so good, it hurts.
But I like this top six. I like this top six. I like the way things are at here on the Big Fun Movie 6.
I think
New Year's
Resolution... The problem is, Brand, you had New Year's Resolution.
We're going to get higher. We're going to get there. I just want to focus on the top tier.
Higher when we did the podcast than you are now.
I know where I land now. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. If I was making this list, it would probably be in the Big Fun Movie 6. It would move up there. It would be a four up there probably.
Here's one of the reasons I can't move up the Right in Front of You as much as I actually think. Again, you have better performances than the hockey movie. First of all, I had more fun with the hockey movie. Second of all, it's shot essentially in one building, almost the entire time. And
no one hates the one building more than
I do.
Yeah,
and then the chicken
you
wings.
You hate
they
the one
the fake chicken wings, the fake chicken wing bit.
We're in a chicken wing shortage. Why do you bring it up? It hurts my heart.
I can't do it, guys. I was trying to be, I can't compromise.
I'm fine. I'm fine with this. Okay. Dan, are we locking it in?
We don't have, I'm outvoted. We have to lock it.
Okay, we're locking it in. So let's go. Okay, standard feels.
Okay.
Here is the order from best to worst in the middle of the pack category. New Year's Resolution, As Luck Would Have It, Playing Cupid, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I feel like this is a good representation of the podcast. I don't know necessarily about this order.
I think
the four movies are right. I think the order is going to get changed.
I can tell you
a couple things. This is where my opinion on the mill goes. I think you got to have the Irish movie first. I think you've got to have New Year's Resolution second. And then I think you have Better Love Boot Camp before the...
Whatever
it's called.
Literally never the
name. None of those words are... No,
it was break up my
heart. Don't go breaking my heart.
Yeah.
Is
better love
is better than
come to this boot camp and get better love.
Better love is better than the what's the other one?
Playing Cupid. So I feel almost the reverse of that. I think New Year's Resolution is clearly the best movie of those four movies. I think it's better than probably.
You say that really?
I think not,
New Year's Resolution.
Yeah, and wow. I think it's better than. One, at least one movie above it, maybe two. And also from a watchability standpoint, I would be three or four.
We love the rating. We do love the...
From a watchability standpoint, it would be in the top three or four for me. I think the Irish movie is the worst of those four. Oh. Panda thinks it's the best of those four.
Panda, can you jog back with me to New Year's Resolution? Do you remember it? Do you remember the joy that was had?
It was a lot of fun.
Coach Taylor's daughter... They make the
Michael
make
Rady.
The
yeah. They had to say yes to everything.
Yeah.
I thought it was rude. Like,
I thought it was a cute, adorable movie.
We all said if it would have come out during the Christmas season, it would have been top 10.
Okay, then I.
And we can't even, it can't even crack
that's
the top
because,
six here.
Well, can it?
You're asking
no, we
wrong.
Can't.
We've already
we can't.
Done this bit. You no. guys won't let it.
I'm willing. No, well, I'm willing. Back.
We can
move it. Yep, we can have it in the Big Fun Maybe 6. Okay, I'd be willing to grant that. And here's a conundrum for you, because now in retrospect, I think it's better than Two for the Win.
See, but I think Two for the Win's better than both of the movies ahead of it.
I think this is fair. I think this is safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And you know what? I like this because I do think it is where it belongs. Mm. I think the tier now matches the number.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But back now, but still, we're looking at the ranking here. So
for me, I'm going to tell you where I'm at.
Okay.
For me, is as luck would have it, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Oh, well, boy, this is hard.
Yeah.
I think it's as it's written.
So he
the rest
said,
is still unwritten.
As luck would have it, and then Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and then Playing Cupid.
You have the dance scenes in
and then
the,
I would have,
As Luck
see,
Would Have It.
I would have gone Playing Cupid, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, as luck would have it.
My problem is playing Cupid's a boring movie.
Here's the thing. Here's what was going to end up happening. Two of us agree that Don't Go Breaking My Heart should be second, and you two agree that As Luck Would Have It should be first. So switch playing Cupid and Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and it works.
I actually, because I want to remind you about something. The remember the kids at the end of Playing Cupid?
Yeah.
And how they gave her a chair.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Real bad.
That's bad.
But Don't Go Breaking My Heart's real bad, too.
Like, but there's nothing as dumb in that. Like, that was dumb.
Plus, they have a great kiss.
They have a great kiss.
I want to be very clear personally, and I think if you go back and listen.
And if you remember right, we all agree that Italia Ricci's character in Don't Go Breaking My Heart is one of the best of the year.
But if you go back and listen to our opinions on these movies, if the bottom two categories weren't chock full at eight, we would all three of us would have one of those movies in that bottom eight. You would have Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You would have Playing Cupid. I would have As Luck Would Have It.
I don't think that's true.
Not bottom eight, but you would have it in those two.
But there's a lot of compromise here, yes. And I think that's where
you wouldn't. Do you know what I'm saying, Brent?
I do hear what you're saying, but yeah. I also think that you are remembering like.
This is
the argument to be had about that. Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's the most contentious movie of the year because for me, I liked almost everything about the movie. I didn't necessarily like the male character. It didn't bring enough to the movie.
Yeah.
So despite how much I loved the Italia Ricci character and how much I liked the plot, that brought it down.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't mean that I didn't really like the movie. For me, it is standard feels. It is middle of the pack. Don't do that.
Before we did this, and you ranked these 1 to 18, Bran, I don't think you'd have had Don't Go Breaking My Heart at 9. I think you'd have had it lower. I think you'd had a lot. I think you'd probably had it like 11. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair.
I have Playing Cupid way higher. I wouldn't have that as high. I think Fit for a Prince would have it as high,
and that's what I'm saying. It's compromised.
Guys, are we...
Standard feels is the category where I think it's misranked the most, but I think it's compromised.
But each one of us gets something that we want.
As Luck Would Have It, most of our listeners would have that in the top category.
Yes.
And I think this is it's a good compromise. I think we did.
That was tough.
This was hard. Are we locking it in?
I feel good about it.
All right. Yeah. So, are you ready? The definitive rankings of Deck the Hallmark so far, 2021.
That's right.
At number 18, Beverly Hills Wedding.
Yes.
Number 17, Snowkissed. Number 16, Winter Getaway. Number 15, One Perfect Wedding. Number 14, Baby, It's Cold Inside. Number 13, Fit for a Prince. Number 12, Hearts Down Under. Number 11, Chasing Waterfalls. Number 10, Playing Cupid. Number 9, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Number 7.
So help me, God.
Number 7, As Luck Would Have It. Number 6, New Year's Resolution.
Wait a minute. You're off somewhere.
Yeah, I think you counted the Irish movie wrong. Yeah.
Number 6, Two for the Win. Number 5, just right in front of me. Number 4,
Taking a Shot of Love.
Number 3, Sweet Carolina. Number 2, Mix Up in the Mediterranean. And the number 1 movie of the year so far, is...
It was always you.
That's the name of the movie. We did it, everybody.
We did it. Good job.
I love it. This episode's on YouTube if you want to watch it. All the rankings, all the tiers, you can see it happen in real time. The real argument, boys. Man. It's really happening. I feel good. I feel like this is...
Yeah, I feel like we all got what we wanted.
That's exactly right.
You never see win-win-win, but I feel like has been win-win-win.
And in the description of this episode, you can find the link to make your own tier of the movies so far. You can put them in the order that you think, and you can share it with us on the social medias at Hallmark Podcast.
I know we already did this and we're wrapping up, but in the comments, because if you're in the double decker, bramblejamplus.com, you can watch this live.
Yes.
People are saying that it's an arbitrary rule. We can only have 4 at the bottom. And I like the fact that we can only have 4 at the bottom because it makes me rank bad movies. But do we think that that's arbitrary, that you can only have 4 at the bottom? Because, I mean, do we think that?
What do you mean?
Like... A lot of these movies should be down there.
No, I don't. I don't think so.
I say that there's. It just so happens to work out that 4-4 works, but there's a tier difference. I think between all. Like I would say, I would split each one of these movies.
Here's the thing we did right: is there is in my mind a clear line of demarcation between the quality of playing Cupid and Chasing Waterfalls, and everything below Chasing Waterfalls is in one basket of terrible, and everything above it is in a separate basket. And I think that separation makes me happy because the ten movies above the bad, 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 bad line are clearly qualitatively better than the 8 below it, and I'm happy about that. Yeah. That's how I can sleep it.
For me, I think these two, the two worst, are the,
should
is
their
the big
own
gap.
Tier, my goodness.
Yeah, and so I think the 4 and 4 make it smooth.
I just don't see much difference in most, like, that Ice Castle movie was really bad. Like, I don't, like, you're going to tell me that it's better or worse than Christmas Getaway or whatever. I mean, like.
Whatever, yeah.
We will put the link in the description. Make your own tiers. Share it with us at Hallmark Podcast. We'd love to see what you're thinking. I know they're always going to be different, and that'll be a lot of fun. Until next week, where I don't know what we're doing yet. It's all a mystery, but it's going
to
be great.
As long as it's no preview episodes, I'm good to go.
Well, yep. That's coming soon. Summer getaway. Oh. Summer love, summer fest.
Well,
summer.
I don't hate it.
Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.